Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Hey, money-making unicorn, I got some.
Life just kind of comes around sometimes and it's like kicking you in the teeth and it's just telling you like, hey, learn this. Hey, learn this. Hey, learn this lesson because you're not fucking learning it. You know that feeling? Yeah, I've got that feeling today. Okay, and let me tell you why. So once upon a time when I started my fucking business, I had this feeling where I was like, okay, like once my clients get results, I will be able to sell more. Once my clients get results, I will be able to raise my prices. Once my clients get results, right? So I have this running fucking story that's been in my head that I've just repeated so many fucking times that it becomes true, is that once this condition is met, then I give myself permission to do this other thing. So when I first started nonstop notifications, when Jasmine got three $3,500 clients in just 1 week, when she was only 4 weeks into my program, after previously never having high ticket clients, I had a feeling, right? And so that was positively reinforced where I was like, oh my God, like this program is special. This is something that it's going to work, right? And so I had the belief come in. And so it's like chasing that fucking first line of coke. When you do that first line and you're like fucking high and you're like, yeah, there it is. Like, can you feel the feeling? And then you spend the rest of the time just trying to chase that high, like, because it's never as good as the fucking first line. That's how it's like, I remember that feeling so like viscerally, like when Jasmine got those fucking clients and I was like, oh my God, like the sun and stars and sky exploded. And I was like, oh my God, this is real. Like I can do this. Like that feeling came in and it was so tangible and visceral and like, I don't know, take a bite out of it. Like taste it, tastes like a fucking cheeseburger. So good. Right. And I can still hear her exact like cadence and vibration in her voice from that testimonial video. Like I don't even have to watch it because I can just replay it in my head. And I can feel that exact feeling of like when she got those results, how that changed me. And it was so, I don't know, it was so like time stoppy, like the time stopped and like the stars collided and like all of the things. And obviously since then, hundreds of clients have, I mean, if not thousands, have gotten amazing fucking results. I just sat down and read a beautiful fucking testimonial. Like, I mean, just incredible, from someone who was in my retreat. She hasn't bought nonstop yet. And she was sharing this moment, like this, just this realization of listening to my delivery and realizing, because I had said, you know, if you really want to close like a whole bunch of people in your programs, like you got to ask yourself this fucking question. Like, do you have the space? Like energetically, do you have the space for these people? If you want to close, I said 34, because I was talking about my first Wonder Retreat, right? If you want to close 34 people into your program, like you got to ask yourself, like, do I energetically have the space to deliver to 34 people? Because if you don't, like, it's just not going to be there, right? And so like that realization hit her and she started to see herself differently. And she started to realize how important it is, like, to the way you think and feel about yourself, right? And the way that she positioned this was when she's talking about buying nonstop. She said, you know, if you would have asked me yesterday why I wanted to buy nonstop, it was because I wanted to know how Nicole did things and I wanted to see her strategies. She said, and today, if you ask me why I want to buy nonstop, it's because I want to get to know myself in a new way. And oh God, just gut wrenching, right? The tears. That feeling of like, I am changing lives. Like the content that I'm putting out is changing people's fucking lives. And you know what? I don't give myself fucking credit for that shit. I fucking don't. I don't. I just keep going. And I was just talking to Liz about this. I was just talking to Liz on the call before I got this testimonial where I was telling her, I was like, look, there's this thing that I'm doing where I'm not really talking about my clients' results. I'm not really showcasing them. I'm not really creating case studies that are massively impactful. I'm letting them do it and I'm being in that space, but I'm not energetically taking credit for it. And therefore, I'm not really owning my authority. I'm not really stepping into that next level version of myself. I'm sitting here waiting until my clients get better results until, right? That same story. And you know, that story in the beginning of this really served me because it did make it so that I was in fact in integrity of giving value and making sure that my program absolutely delivered before I raised the prices, before I fucking sold it to more people. I wanted to be sure. I wanted to have that self-knowing and that ethical context that I'm selling results that I do in fact have, like not just for myself, but like I can also help people to get results. And so then I asked myself, I was like, okay, well, what the fuck is this really about? Like, why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing the thing that I tell my clients to do? Why am I not doing my own program? Which, by the way, is a great question to ask yourself. Why aren't you doing your own program? Why am I not showcasing? Why am I not doing this? How could I do this more? And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking and feeling and doing all these things. And then boom, my higher self comes in and gives me the motherfucking answer because that bitch knows shit. Okay. She said, you know, Nicole, the best way for you to learn anything is to motherfucking teach it. And I was like, oh, duh. And then the light bulb goes ding. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a fucking podcast episode. I'm going to teach you about how to deliver amazing fucking case studies, because I do in fact know how to do this. And I have done it in the past. I'm just not doing it right now. So that's how I'm going to shift this, right? Is I'm going to train it to you guys and energetically shift that piece and to know that I absolutely know how to deliver a badass case study. And this absolutely serves me and it serves my existing clients and it serves my future fucking clients. So you ready, bitches? You ready? Okay. So let's break this shit down. What, first and foremost, what the fuck is a case study? Okay. A case study is a testimonial on steroids. So you might have somebody had somebody come through your program and they have given a testimonial like, oh yeah, blah, blah, this person is great and I got great results and blah, blah, blah. Right. Okay. Great. That's a testimonial. We take a screenshot of that shit and we can use it in all sorts of different fucking funnels in your sales system and your group. And, you know, you can go look in the big group for some tips on how to effectively use your testimonials. But we also want to do this next layer. So a case study can be presented in lots of different ways, but definitely in the way of showcasing your client. Okay. So I can come onto a podcast right now and I can explain to you, like I just did, about Jasmine. I can tell you a story about Jasmine, about what I felt like while she was getting those results. And that builds the case study because I'm showcasing what she did and how she stepped through all of those hoops and became her true self and all of those things and how she started to land $3,500 clients when previously she was only making $1,200 a month. I can tell you that story, right? And that is a great way to tell a case study is for me, first person, of me explaining what it was like to watch Jasmine and to have that aha moment for myself. So I can tell a story like that and deliver a brilliantly impactful fucking case study that will create conversions. And I can also do this other layer where I bring that person on in my audience or on a podcast or whatever. We create a recording and we sit there and I interview them and I ask them all of the questions and I say, hey, like, what was it like before you joined my program? Where were you at? What's going on in your life? What was it like being inside of the program? What did you learn? What were your aha moments? And then what results did you get? And how do you feel about those results? And how did those results change your fucking life? So if I sit there and I go through and I do an interview with this person, a couple things happen. Okay. Number one, I'm getting an amazing opportunity to connect with my client on a different level, which is so fucking special. For the clients that I've done interviews with, it feels incredible to like be in that presence and that energy of listening to them and also getting to hype them up about whatever the fuck they do, right? Like I've done this with a couple of my health coaches and like getting to tell people that my health coaches are closing clients at $5,000 a fucking pop is incredible. Like I love that. I love to be able to showcase them and be like, they're just that good. Like my health coaches in my program are that fucking good that they're closing people at fucking $5,000. And consistently, and people are paying in full, and like all of the magical fucking things are happening because people really want the results from these amazing health coaches. So I get to rep them and like say, like, this is what's happening, right? So that feels good to me. So the reciprocal energy is there. And then when they reflect it back to me and they say, yeah, and I'm only able to do that because, you know, you helped me to believe in myself enough. You helped me to improve my marketing systems. You helped me to shift my motherfucking mindset and see that selling is fucking serving. And when they say those things to me, of course, it feels really good, right? So that reciprocal energy flow that you get to create with your client in those moments, I mean, there's nothing else fucking like it, right? Then you also get the added benefit, here comes the next layer, of doing this within your audience. So while you're doing this, you're inspiring your audience. You're inspiring them to know what's fucking possible, to know that it's possible to charge more than $47 an hour for fucking health coaching, right? To know that they can create consistent five-figure months in their business, to know that it's possible and that it's not something that's unattainable or something that's only for other people. It's something that they can energetically align with and they can be in that space of saying, damn, that's dope. I want to be that person. And so then they start taking action a little bit differently just because they know it's fucking possible. Then here comes the next layer, is that this is forever content. You put it into your fucking group and obviously it lasts for motherfucking forever. So you can be in that space the whole motherfucking time knowing that year after year after year, this content that you created, this interview that you did with this person is always going to be in your audience. You're always going to have the ability to drive more traffic back to that case study. So it's going to create ripples and ripples and ripples of inspiration. Not just the people that saw it on the live, but the people that are going to watch it on the fucking replay. Then layer that up again, and you can consistently drive traffic to it. You can use your email sequence, you can use text sequence, you can use whatever the fuck you want to drive traffic to that case study interview where people are going through it and saying, oh God, this is so dope. Like, I'm so inspired by this health coach that charges $5,000. Like, I'm a health coach, but I'm only charging $47 a fucking hour and I want to be there, right? So you can help them to be inspired, not just today, but for forever. And those case studies don't go away. They don't become less relevant the longer they sit on ice, right? Like, I had a client who I helped very early in my journey. I was probably, let's see, fucking less than 6 months, probably 5 months into coaching. And she was my first, high ticket painful, first 10K high, 10K painful client. And she came in, we sat down, we fucking ripped apart her systems, redid some shit, shifted the fucking mindset. I gave her all the fucking launch formulas. And then she jumped in, fucking took that shit by storm and boom, created an $88,000 fucking launch in her second month with me. It was incredible to watch. And I had that feeling the entire time, like, this is a unicorn. This is a unicorn. This is what unicorns look like. And I felt that feeling and I loved coaching her. I loved being in her energy and her vibe and like sending people to her. It's like amazing. Like, to be able to refer people to this incredible fucking human and to watch her be so successful and change so many fucking lives. Like, it was mind blowing. And I loved being in that vibration, right? I had this amazing fucking case study. And you know what? For the rest of my fucking forever, for the rest of my career, I get to talk about this client. It doesn't matter that it was only in the first 5 months that I was coaching. After I've been coaching for 5 years, that case study will still be relevant. It still happened. It's still real. And it doesn't matter if it was last week or last year or 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. You get to continue to use those case studies for forever. So this is working smarter, not harder, right? And so when you start to understand the longevity piece of case studies, like, that's really what takes you to the next level, is understanding that every single result that comes out of your program perpetuates more clients. Every single one, right? So there's that rolling ripple that never fucking stops, where you can continue to sell client after client after client after client, because every result, it's like a hydra, right? You cut off its fucking head and it grows back three more. Blood splattered everywhere. But for real though, like, every fucking client result begets three more fucking clients, five more motherfucking clients, because every time you're using that case study of that person that made $88,000 in that fucking launch, there's somebody out there saying, God, that could be me. And that's the whole point of a case study, is to help people to feel that feeling. It could be me. It's not to give them information and to tell them how to do it. It's to show them that it's possible and to allow them to like imagine it, like put themselves in that girl's shoes and be like, ooh, I want to try that unicorn horn on. Like, I want to do that thing. And then they start to believe a little bit more each day. And then when they hear more case studies and it's like, okay, well, it's not just this one person that created that, right? Like, I also have this chick that came in and she actually only bought my fucking, it was like a 297 offer. It was nothing, like 297 or 497, some fucking low ticket offer, came in and really listened, like heard me on a different level because she was just ready. She heard me on a different level and she took the things that I was teaching in this very low level fucking program and she applied them to her business and went from making fucking peanuts to $50,000 a fucking month. She's now in my high ticket program and she's doing six figure months consistently, right? Six figure months. She just had a $34,000 fucking day, right? Like, that's incredible. That's fucking incredible. And for the rest of my business, I get to showcase that. And I get to say, hey, it can happen for you too. You can create this result too. So that's what a great case study does, is that it inspires people to get over that limiting belief that like they can't do it or that it's not for them or that they don't, you know, deserve it, right? It's showcasing those pieces. And so what makes a really great case study is obviously a really great result to start with. But also, the way that you present the case study,
Because as I'm sitting here telling you this on a fucking podcast, you may feel a feeling. Okay, you may feel a feeling of saying, "Ooh, yeah, that's pretty fucking dope." You start to feel those feelings and you want that fucking result too, right? $34,000 a day doesn't fucking sound bad to anybody. Okay, we're all about that shit. And also, when you go into my group and you watch the interview, right? Watch the interview with this person and you see what their mannerisms are like. You see how they engage on camera. You see like their high points, their low points. You start to believe at a core foundational level that like you don't have to be a fucking superhero. Like, I mean, we're all superheroes in our own fucking right, right? But like, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. You can make mistakes. You can fuck up. You can say cut on a live. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can be your true self and still make incredible amounts of money. Because when you see her and you hear the cadence that she talks and you hear the fucking shit that comes out of her mouth, she's fucking hilarious, by the way. When you fucking feel that, you say, oh shit, I could do this. This could be me. And the belief layer gets deeper. So if you're creating a case study for your audience to be inspired by, yeah, it's great for it to come from you and you telling people like and saying this is what happened. Like that's absolutely an incredible layer. But when you add the next layer on top of that and you do an interview with that person that got amazing results and they get to articulate it in their own voice, that's fucking magic. Now, here's the kicker, right? Here's the part where everyone fucks up, including me. You gotta fucking run traffic to it. You gotta show that shit to people. It's not enough to just have it. It's not enough to just do the live. Like, you gotta run fucking traffic to it. You gotta fucking tag that shit into your email sequence. You gotta fucking put that shit in an ad. You gotta use that shit in a fucking webinar. There's so many different layers that you can do to fucking make your case studies more fucking powerful and more fucking timeless. So they're not just helping clients today. They're helping clients for forever. Like, that's what we're after. It's like that forever layer so that we're creating a unicorn sales funnel that fucking spirals and so that people are getting amazing results and you're showing that people are getting fucking amazing results so that you can attract other people who want to get more fucking amazing results. See how that works? Layer after layer after layer. And it starts spinning up so fucking fast. And when you start getting really good at this, it becomes easier, right? But also you come up with more creative ways to do this, more fun ways to do it. And when you start coming up with your own creative ways to create case studies, that's when you get excited, okay? That's when the passion starts to come through. That's when you start saying, ooh, how can I articulate this in a different way? How can I fucking inspire myself to inspire others? And that is the wonder ripple. That is that piece where it's all coming in hot. Like what I'm doing right now, this is the next layer of that, of me saying to myself, like, well, how can I get better at fucking case studies, right? Well, I can teach other people how to do case studies. And that's also a case study in it fucking self, right? And I'm sure that after doing this podcast tomorrow, after I get some fucking sleep and my subconscious comes in and has something to say, I'm sure I'm going to wake up tomorrow with some new sparkly, brilliant idea about how I can better showcase my fucking results. You want to know why? Because I'm asking myself better questions. I'm not sitting here saying, well, why am I not using these things the way that I should? What's wrong with me? I'm a fucking idiot. Why am I fucking this up? No, I'm saying, how can I? Who can help me to do this? How can I get better at this? How can I improve this fucking skill set so that I get better at showcasing my fucking clients' results so that I can highlight them, so that I can highlight myself, so that I can inspire more people to join the program? How can I get better at this? Because I know that this is a big, huge, massive fucking piece of my authority. If I'm sitting here on my hands on this fucking golden fucking nugget worth of golden unicorn poop of amazingness of a program that absolutely changes people's lives, I get to stand up and fucking scream that shit from the mountaintops. And I get to come up with all sorts of creative, fun ways to do it. You know, it's like, maybe I'm gonna buy a blimp today, buy a blimp and fucking post that shit up there. Maybe I'm gonna send out some crazy text message that showcases it. Maybe I'm gonna put it into my email sequence in a weird fucking way. Maybe I'm gonna come up with something completely fucking out of left field that no one else has ever fucking done before, right? I'm allowing that possibility to come into that place so that I can step into my authority, because the truth is, I haven't stepped into my authority yet. I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to give me permission to do it. And I can feel that. I can feel that resistance of maybe I just need more client results, or you know, maybe it's like that feeling that I'm always talking shit about where people are like, I just need one more certification and then I'll be able to help people. You can help people today. You don't need a fucking certification. You can help people right fucking now, right? Same. Like, I can step into my authority right fucking now. I don't need something external. I don't need somebody to boot me on the fucking nose and tell me I'm good enough. I know that I'm good enough. And I get to find new ways, better ways, more expansive ways to step into my authority every fucking day. Because the truth is, which is uncomfortable for me to fucking say, right? It's hard for me to say. It's challenging, which I know is an opportunity, but it is challenging for me to say, my program changes people's lives. And not just because they have $34,000 days and $88,000 fucking lunches and, you know, all of the other fucking things, all of the money things, but also because even in my low ticket programs, after going through this, people look at themselves in the mirror and they see something different. What else is there? What else is there in life? The way that we value a program, product, service is all based on the amplification of the transformation that it provides. I don't make you transform in my programs. You do that. You transform inside of my programs. I'm not making you do shit. I'm opening up the space and the energy and the guidance so that you can create your own fucking results, so that you can step into that place of your true self unapologetically, so that you can create the things that you want in your life. And can you do that by yourself? Absolutely you can. Absolutely you can do that by yourself. But a lot of people, the right people, the unicorns, don't want to, because they want to do it faster. They want to do it better. They want to fucking get to that level, and not so that they can have the money, but so that they can create the motherfucking impact. They're doing big things. My clients don't come to me and say, I want to make 10K months. That's not what they fucking say, because my clients aren't 10K bobblehead coaches. My clients are fucking movers and shakers who want to change the world, who come to me and say, Nicole, I want to create a motherfucking movement. Those are the fucking unicorns. Those are the people that fucking change lives. And those are the people that I truly want to fucking inspire. So I never have to water myself down. I never have to fucking fall in line. I never have to do the bare minimum. I can just be my fucking too much self all day, every day, because I know that my unicorn clients love that shit. They love every fucking second. They love every fucking second of me being my true self, because that means that they can do it too. That means that they can be successful. They can have all the things that they want. They can be in that space of really making an impact while still staying caught on a fucking life, right? That's the inspiration piece. So as you can see, case in point, case studies have so many different fucking layers, and we're just fucking scratching the surface today, right? It's really understanding how to create those amazing case studies and how to help your clients to articulate the results that they've gotten in your program. I see that so often, is these amazing fucking results that are coming through these programs, but these coaches haven't helped their clients to really see their own worth. They haven't helped their clients to see the return on investment. They haven't helped the clients to be able to articulate those things for themselves, but also for the momentum of sales, right? That's another fucking skill set. That's another fucking piece of ROI that's inside of my programs, is that I'm not just showing you how to do shit. I'm also showing you how to fucking feel the difference inside of yourself so that you can share it with other people, because I don't care what the fuck you sell. Transformation is what everybody's after. Everybody wants a form of transformation. That's what they're investing in. They're investing in transfer fucking mation. And if you're not helping people to see their own transformation, you're leaving money on the fucking table. And you're also leaving fucking impact on the table. So you know what to do. Fucking get out there. Do all the wonderful fucking things. Take your motherfucking pants off. And really show the world what the fuck you're made of. Because it's pretty impressive.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button. And remember, #fuckpants.